Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Kansas City Chiefs running back Larry Johnson may have issued an apology on Tuesday for posting demeaning comments about Chiefs coach Todd Haley on his Twitter account, using a homophobic slur to respond to one of his followers on Twitter, and using another homophobic slur when telling reporters he wasn't going to speak until his usual Thursday chats with the press. But that doesn't mean he's anywhere near off the hook with either the Chiefs front office or the National Football League, let alone the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. The Chiefs have responded by banning Johnson from all team activities indefinitely. The Chiefs happen to be on a bye this week. Jarrett Berrios, president of GLAAD, had called on the NFL and the Chiefs to take disciplinary action and seize a chance to educate on the dangers of homophobia in sports. He has indicated that he is pleased that Johnson issued the apology. Both the Chiefs and NFL officials have said they are investigating Johnson's comments. And the BBC reports that a gang of as many as 20 youths have viciously attacked an off-duty trainee police officer outside a gay bar in Liverpool's city center. James Parks, 22, who was training with the Merseyside Force, was out with friends when he was set upon by the gang on Stanley Street on Sunday night. He was leaving Superstar Boudoir, one of the city's well-known gay bars, when he was attacked. Four boys from the Kirkdale area, one aged 17, two aged 15, and one 14, have been arrested on suspicion of assault. Parks is in a Liverpool hospital with multiple skull fractures and fractures of his eye socket and cheekbone. His condition was described as very critical. A spokesman for Merseyside Police told the BBC, "The officer, who is openly gay, was with his partner, another man, and a woman when the incident took place. From the language used by the offenders toward the officer, we perceive it was a homophobic attack." One of Park's companions was also punched in the face. Detective Chief Inspector Tim Keelan, leading the investigation, said, "We are treating the assault as a homophobic hate crime, and this incident shows there are still some people who have not learned that crimes of this type are completely unacceptable." A community vigil in support of Parks is scheduled for Sunday, the 1st of November, on Stanley Street in Liverpool. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.